Chapter 3. Your mind is a powerful gift. We live with two sets of realities. One flows from the world around us. It's made up of what we can see, taste, touch, smell, and hear. The other one flows from our hearts and minds. It's internal, invisible, but most often even more influential. We can feel left out even when we're deeply loved. We can feel lonely even when we're surrounded by people. We can feel that we have no hope even when the sun is already beginning to peek through the clouds again. We can feel like we're worth nothing when God sent Jesus to tell us we're worth everything. It's up to us to choose which reality we live in from day to day. We can focus on what's true or simply believe what we perceive. My friend and fellow writer, Lisa Jo Baker, gives this example of how we can choose to act by faith, regardless of how we may feel. Blink. Blink and see it's a mirage. The illusion that there's an inner circle we've been left out of, the lie that we've been left out on purpose. We're built for friendship, yes. We have community in our bones. And when we're desperate and blinded by the taunting mirage of the inner circle, we will drink the sand, angry, gritty, bitter, and confused. We can fight to find a way in, or we can love on the women where we're at. We can obsess over who didn't talk to us, or we can focus on the woman we're talking to. We can keep looking for a seat at a more popular table, or we can pass the breadbasket and an introduction to the women sitting right where we already are. We don't have to wait for our circumstances to change to believe what's true. Hundreds of people don't have to pick up the phone and call to tell us that we're not left out. We don't have to get invited to 10 parties. We don't have to win the lottery or be voted most likely to succeed. We can simply listen to the whispers of Jesus telling us what's realer than real, and believe it. Changing your perspective. Jesus said, "Your eye is the lamp of your body."